Thank you. Thank you. In order to embrace that experienced certain things that are bad with me. Certain things that are bad with me. Allegiance to this person is a bad with me. Ish of this person is a bad. Ish of God. I can't tell you what this is. Ish of the person is a good to make a bad with me. Ish of God, I am. Until I reach the Majma'a al-Bahrain, or I spend a long time trying. This is the same story of Musa al-Islam and Musa al-Islam makes. Where he meets Musa al-Islam and he asks to follow him. And Musa al-Islam says, "We don't want to be with my patients with me. We don't want to be with my patients with me. We should follow him. We don't receive things from me. But you are the only God. We should know him." As a person who is going to exist. So they go along with him. What's the first thing that they see? The Safina. They're on a ship. What is the first thing that they see? He breaks the hull of the ship. He breaks, he moves the hull of the ship, sinks. As a person who is going to exist. What do you do? It's a thing that you make. I'm going to do that again. I'm just going to do that. That's the first thing that you're going to do. So then the Prophet said, "I told you, you're not able to find anyone in the dishes with me." So the Prophet said, "I'm not going to continue." But the next story is that he's going to go past it along the way. That's because there is a kism. As the Prophet said, "I'm going to get objects. This is something against what? Our Zahidi understandings. To break a ship, to damage someone to property, to kill a child. These are things that blows our Zahidi understanding of the Shariah. This is against Shariah." So what is happening? As the Prophet of Islam says, "I told you, we need to follow the Prophet of patience with you." They continue. They come to a village that pleases the Muslim. Then they want to bring that village to a wall. They come to a wall that's got to fall over. And Prophet Isaiah Islam and Hazrat Musa Islam, they work together and they pray that wall. So then Hazrat Musa Islam says, "Well, if we had asked for some kind of budget, we could have got paid for this wall, we could have stayed."
And then, as it says in verse number twice, have after that moment. This is where the mind part is. Every time, something like that happens. So the Tahmina, the first thing is that. And even though this is a famous story, everybody, all the people say everything up. I know that they have all of the people who are doing that. The first thing is that. But if there is a thing to do without any kind of maximum power, and we should belong to all of them. So he went to all the ships that were around this society. Secondly, the child who is born, his parents were righteous. Particularly, there is no desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become a child. So, we still have child that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it. And the third one, the law, was law. And then in that law, there was a treasure that belonged to two other boys. His father was righteous. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired that that treasure would be hidden so that they would grow up and claim the treasure as debts. What does this tell us about the relationship between the deen and the deen? It tells us that the deen will oftentimes do things that seem to be against our normal sensibilities. But there is always a boundary. There is always a hidden aspect of the deen. And the third element of the deen is to not question what the deen does. Because again, if we go to this first understanding that this being is the one who traveled for us when our mother come back, he is the one who will be receiving the law. He is never the second one who is receiving the guidance from us when our mother. Nothing he does is without guidance from us when our mother. There is always some kind of hidden power in this. There is always some kind of pleasure. There is always some kind of reason for why he does the things that he does. And in order to appear, and I'm sorry, in order to believe, to develop that kind of effacement to the relationship, you must first appear to other. So first comes other, then comes the issue. This is where Qur'an happens. This is where Qur'an happens. Another aspect of Qur'an I want to talk about is Qur'an Shaykh, right? Qur'an Shaykh. Why is it that we can't jump straight to Qur'an Shaykh? Why is it that we have to find some guy, copy him, follow him, and then learn what those things? The first question we need to ask ourselves is, have any of us ever seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is no. No one has ever seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he is. The only one who has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he is in this life is the Gabriel, and his son, who is the Ibn Sibarash. Okay? So if you teach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can you teach a being, an entity, that is wara, somebody wara, somebody wara? Whatever you understand, he's beyond that, he's beyond that, he's beyond that. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Bishop Ramadina said that if we know the student who is at the end of the path, if we know the beginning of the path that was at the end of the path, the beginning of the path would have just fall off the road. Shaitan is the one that will save the rest of us at the end of it. By his Shaitan, all any other surprise will happen. Yet, none of us can claim that physically seeing the real thing on the Salatul Islam. None of us can ever claim that we can have the real thing on the Salatul Islam. None of us can claim that we can be sat in the sukkah of the real thing on the Salatul Islam. None of us have claims, none of us can have claims. This is a physical possibility. So, we don't have the means to reach the beginning of the Salat of the Islam. We don't have access to him as the Sahaba had access. So what's the solution? The solution is, if you want to reach a man in the world at any level, you need a chain of positivity. You need a certain amount of positivity. If I want to be a chain of positivity in the Salat of the Islam, I need a chain of positivity in my body. I need to clear what's going through my children. I need to clear what's going through my mother's dad. They don't know my father. I need to clear what's going to him. Why would the other civilians not know my father? I need to clear what's going to him. Why would the other civilians not know my father? I need to clear what's going to him. By Allah's name, I'll say it. I need to clear what's going to him. By Shahada Rasul. I need to clear what's going to him. By Shahada Rasul. I need to change what's going to be given by Shahada Allah, and I need to change what the Prophet has given to me by Shahada Allah. I need the people to change the name of Allah, and I need to change myself in order to reach him. So, if to just regret the deep of the name of Allah, and I need to reach him, and these so many people, how is it to replace myself in the name of Allah, and I need to reach him? How is it to experience the reality that is not even in my idea? How is it to experience and taste the mind that is given by the name of Allah Islam? What's the answer? You need that system. You need that system of words from the world created, to disappear, to disappear, to disappear, to more than which to be shot, and rely on the communicated Allah Islam. You need this. You need someone like us as a previous leader. They exist specifically to change the meaning of the facts of what Allah has said. Your real person, as a common person, he has the ability to take into the bottom of the reason of what Allah has said. This is the only way that we can, as a person of the Jamaat. But in order to do that, in order to take into the bottom of the facts of what Allah has said, there are certain things you have to fix within yourself. And in the process of fixing these things, you will raise yourself within that person who's guided you. You need that person. So I'll tell you a story of the Bani Israel. There were two who didn't make one of us in Musa Islam. How did they make one of us in Musa Islam? Even then, we were not going to have a better than we do. But he's not going to be Musa Islam. After 100 seven stories. The Nabi to Ibrahim, the Nabi to Ismail, the Nabi to Qatar. It's there. So what do we need to do with that? Well, as a result of Islam, he is the highest level of the world of Islam. He is the rock of the world. He is the half of staff and Asa the way as a Musa Islam and as an Asa. He is the way the same clothes, the same manners as a Musa Islam. When this man passed away, he was given one of the highest maqams in Bani Israel. He was given one of the highest maqams in Bani Israel. Why? Because he dared to copy to raise himself without the right intention of us. He copied his belief. He copied that leadership of